Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a base wobble drive framework with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make the low end feel alive, heavy, and controlled at the same time. This is an intermediate drum and bass mixing lesson, so we're not just making a cool wobble sound for the sake of it. We're building a repeatable system. That means a clean sub, a mid-bass layer with movement and grit, and a groove that leans into that broken, jungle-influenced pocket without falling apart. In DNB, the drums are already moving fast, so the bass has to be smart. If the bass is too static, the drop feels flat. If it's too wide or too messy, it fights the kick, snare, and break edits. What we want is drive, tension, and rhythm, but with enough space for the drums to slam through. Let's start by setting up the bass routing properly in Ableton. Create a bass group or two separate MIDI tracks routed to a bass bus. One track is your sub, the other is your mid wobble. That separation is a big deal. The sub stays clean and centered, while the mid layer is where the movement, distortion, and swing live. On the sub track, keep it simple. Use something like operator, waveatable, or analog, and stick to a sine or a very clean triangle style waveform. Make it mono. If you want a little glide between notes, keep it subtle, something like 20 to 60 milliseconds. The sub is the anchor, so don't get fancy here. A stable sub makes the whole drop feel more expensive and more controlled. On the mid-wobble track, now we get to have fun. Use a richer waveform, something saw-based or harmonically dense. This is the layer that gives the bass its speaking voice. If the sub is the weight, the mid is the attitude. Now write an 8-bar phrase. Don't fill every 16th note. That's a common mistake. DNB bass works better when it leaves space for the drums to breathe. Think of it as call and response. The bass says something, then the drums answer. Then the bass comes back with a reply. A solid starting approach is this. Bars 1 and 2 hold longer root notes. Bars 3 and 4 get more syncopated and conversational. Bars 5 and 6 repeat with a small variation, and bars 7 and 8 build tension toward the next section. The sub follows the root notes, while the mid layer handles shorter rhythmic stabs and movement. If your drums are based on a swung break, chopped ghost notes, or a classic jungle-style pocket, place some bass notes just after the snare or around the snare instead of constantly slamming every kick. That little push-pull is what gives jungle and rollers their human urgency. Now let's shape the sub. Keep the oscillator as a sine, set it to mono, and bypass any unnecessary filtering. Use EQ 8 only if you need to clean up rumble below 25 or 30 Hz. Don't boost the sub unless you have a very specific reason. If the kick and bass are fighting around the same fundamental, you can make a small dip in that area, but do that carefully. The sub should disappear into the mix in a good way. You feel it more than you hear it. Now move to the mid-bass layer and build the wobble movement. Add auto filter or use Waveatable's internal modulation. A low-pass filter with some resonance works well here. Start with a wobble rate around 1/8, and then test 1/16 if you want more urgency. Dotted 1/8 can create a really nice swing feel too. The point is not to make the filter move randomly. The movement should have direction. It should sound like it's pushing the phrase forward. For darker DNB, a cutoff in the lower midrange can feel heavy and menacing. For a more aggressive sound, open the filter higher. Let the resonance speak a little, but not so much that it becomes whistly or harsh. A subtle envelope amount can also help the note punch at the front before the wobble movement takes over. Next, add controlled distortion. This is where the bass becomes audible on smaller speakers and gets that edge that translates in a club or in headphones. Saturator is perfect for this. Start with a few dB of drive, use soft clip if needed, and then level match the output. That part is important. If something only sounds better because it got louder, that's not real improvement. That's just volume trickery. If you want extra aggression, you can try overdrive or even pedal, but keep it under control. In DNB, a little distortion goes a long way. Then use EQ8 to tidy up the results. If the bass gets boxy, cut some of that low mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets scratchy or fizzy, tame the harsh range around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This is a good time for a teacher style reminder. The audible shape of the bass often lives in the upper harmonics, not just in the sub. If the wobble sounds huge in solo but disappears in the full mix, check the upper harmonic content first. That's often where the translation is won or lost. Now we get into the swing, and this is the real heart of the lesson. Jungle Swing is not just about a groove template. It's about phrasing. Use Ableton's groove pool and apply a light swung 16th feel or extract groove from a breakbeat loop. Put that groove mostly on the mid-bass MIDI, not the sub. Keep the groove amount modest, somewhere around 10 to 35% as a starting point. If you're working with break-led drums, let the drums keep their natural pocket and make the bass react to it. You can nudge a bass note a few milliseconds late for weight, or slightly early if you want more urgency. And this is one of those small changes that matters a lot. Timing fixes, often beat sound design fixes. A 5 to 15 millisecond shift can make the line suddenly breathe. Think of the bass as a call and response instrument, not a constant texture. If it speaks on every beat, the ear gets tired fast. Leave intentional gaps. Let the break, the snare, and the ghost notes answer. Now shape the bass drum relationship. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the bass bus and sidechain it from the kick, or from kick and snare if you need more space. Keep the attack fast and the release tuned to the groove. You want the bass to duck enough to make room, but not pump itself into oblivion. DNB sidechain is not just a special effect, it's a utility. It helps the kick, sub, and bass mid-range coexist at high speed. If the kick still isn't cutting through, don't just squash the bass harder. Sometimes a small EQ notch around the kick's strongest fundamental is the cleaner answer. At this point, at arrangement movement, duplicate the 8-bar idea and make small changes every 2 bars. In bars 1 to 4, establish the groove with clear sub and moderate wobble. In bars 5 and 6, increase the distortion a little or speed up the wobble rate. In bars 7 and 8, reduce the notes or create a small pickup into the next phrase. Sometimes removing energy before the next section hits harder than adding more. That's a classic DNB move. You can also automate the filter cutoff, resonance, or distortion drive. Open the filter slightly in one bar, close it in the next. Raise resonance briefly before a transition. Switch the wobble rate from 1/8 to 1/16 in the final bar for a lift. These little changes keep the drop evolving without needing an entirely new bass sound every 4 bars. Now check the mix in mono. This is non-negotiable. Use utility on the bass bus, and make sure the low end still feels solid when everything is collapsed to mono. If the mid-bass gets facey, simplify the modulation or reduce stereo width. If the bass is masking the snare crack, carve out some of that mid-range around 300 to 800 Hz. If the hats and breaks are getting crowded, tame the harshness above 2 to 6 kHz carefully. A very practical habit here is to solo the bass and drums together first. Listen for kick impact, sub steadiness, and snare presence. Then unsolo and check the whole drop at low volume. If the bass only works when it's loud, it's not finished yet. It has to work in context. Here's another useful mindset shift. Use the bass bus like a translator, not a destroyer. Small EQ moves, light blue compression, and subtle clipping usually beat heavy processing at this stage. Especially in darker DNB, clean control usually wins over brute force. If you want to push the vibe further, try some advanced variations. Alternate wobble rates between phrases. Use note length as rhythm, so one bar is short and staccato and the next is longer and legato. Map velocity to filter cutoff or distortion amount if you want accented notes to snap harder. Try a phrase inversion, where you reverse the rhythm idea in the second half of the loop, or add a single pitch jump near the end of an 8-bar phrase for a lift. You can also resample the mid-bass, then chop the audio and re-edit it. That often gives you a more intentional, less preset-like result. Another nice trick is a parallel dirt channel. Send the bass to a return track with heavier distortion, and blend it in quietly underneath the dry signal. That can add aggression without wrecking the core tone. And if the drop feels too clean, a tiny bit of clip-style saturation on the bass bus can do more than a big EQ boost ever will. Let's wrap this into a quick workflow. Build a 2-bar drum loop with kick, snare, hats, and a chopped break or ghost note layer. Program a simple subline with long root notes. Create a mid-bass wobble using Waveedable and auto filter, with an LFO around 1/8. Add saturator and push it until it feels alive, then back it off slightly. Apply a light groove to the mid-bass only. Sidechain the bass bus to the kick. Duplicate into an 8-bar phrase with one variation every 2 bars. Check mono. Then bounce about 20 seconds and listen at low volume. The success criteria are simple, rhythmic, not cluttered, heavy, but not muddy, twang, but still tight, varied enough to keep attention. If you can get the bass to feel powerful, clear, and alive all at once, you've nailed the DNB balance. So remember the core framework, keep the sub mono, clean and stable. Put movement, drive, and grit in the mid-bass. Use filter modulation and saturation for motion, not chaos. Let the bass interact with the drums instead of fighting them. And use groove, micro-timing, and arrangement contrast to make that jungle swing feel real. That's the framework. Now go build it, and make that low-end dance.